Okay, those of you out there who've been waiting oh so patiently to learn what happens to Walter White, does he dig himself deeper into the drug underworld, or does he give it all up for a chance at redemption? Well, the final season of Breaking Bad begins tonight. For the past 5 years, the AMC series has followed White. He's a chemistry teacher who makes crystal meth in order to provide for his family after he gets cancer. The show is set and filmed in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and entrepreneurs there are cashing in on the show's popularity. Megan Kamrick of member station KUNM has the story.
On a hot summer afternoon in Albuquerque, a trolley that resembles a roving adobe house is packed.
How's everybody doing? This is a Breaking Bad tour. There you go, good.
That's Jesse Herron. He and Mike Silva own Albuquerque Trolley, and usually they show off the city's high points, like Route 66 and historic Old Town. But today we'll have a slightly different flavor.
This tour, you're going to see the back alleys, you're going to see like the ghetto. It's going to be good.
The trolley goes by houses that serve as exteriors for characters' homes, as well as much sketchier sites from the series. Guy Tower is a lawyer vacationing from Virginia with his wife.
It's not like we were going to see where Gone with the Wind was filmed on our plantation. We knew it was going to be scruffy.
When the trolley guys did the first tour last year, it sold out in a day. When they added more, says Mike Silva, tickets sold out in hours. Now they can disappear in minutes.
And boom, they're just gone. You just sit there at the computer and watch the tickets deplete out of the system.
Some in the city are uneasy that the place known for hot air balloons and the Mother Road is now linked to a show about meth. New Mexico has one of the highest overdose rates in the country. But at a wrap party for the cast, Mayor Richard J. Berry says it's important to remember the show is fictional.
Really, I think, speaks to the fact that we're open for business from the film standpoint. As a mayor, you're glad to have this, because this is $1 million of direct spend per episode. And people that I talk to, that I meet outside of Albuquerque, it's a panache thing almost versus a negative thing.
The show is not about meth addiction, says actor Bryan Cranston, who stars as Walter White. It's about the choices people make.
Walter White made some damaging choices in his life, which started him on a spiral that he couldn't control. And he went out of control and lost his soul.
Cranston says that narrative would work with many issues.
It could have been gambling. It could have been alcohol. It could have been cheating on his wife. It could have been any number of things. It just so happened he was a chemist.
This pot will make about 8 pounds. You just cook it to 300 degrees, sugar, water, and syrup. That's it.
At the Candy Lady shop in Old Town Albuquerque, visitors can buy baggies of rock candy meant to look like meth from the series. In fact, owner Debbie Ball made the prop meth for the show's first two seasons. Last year, she was condemned in numerous letters to the editor of the local paper. But she disagrees with critics who say she and the show glorify meth.
Obviously, it doesn't. Yeah, to me, it teaches you which way not to go. You go down that dark road and you can't come back. My son's in the military and my grandchildren's mother died of an overdose. I do understand it.
Another business benefiting from the show's popularity is Great Face and Body, which makes spa products.
We started by mixing originally in a 1 gallon bucket. So we joked that we had to get the cement mixer, which is what we're using now, and then give it the whirl.
Co-owner Keith West uses a cherry red cement mixer to make Bathing Bad bath salts that promise to relax away the bad. The aroma fills the large room with spearmint, lemongrass, patchouli, lavender.
The Bathing Bad scent comes from a combination of 17 essential oils, because we said, what would meth smell like in spa world?
Great Face and Body also sells blue candy, and West jokes there's a good-natured turf war going on among local businesses. It's starting to sound a bit like a Breaking Bad scenario.
Stay out of my territory.
But so far, there seems to be plenty of business for everyone. For NPR News, I'm Megan Kamrick in Albuquerque.